In Central Australian Aboriginal communities, campaigns to reduce family and domestic violence are usually the domain of women. But senior men have begun working alongside women from the MPY Women's Council to create their own anti-violence program. 2 years in, all involved say that it's working, but they're worried it won't last because funding for next year remains up in the air. Oliver Gordon reports.
Yeah, when we talk about domestic, look, some men are ashamed. You know, like, we are human. You know, we are human. Nobody's perfect.
It's not easy for Robert Hewson to talk about domestic violence. The senior Aboriginal man from the remote Central Australian community of Fink knows the toll it's taken, which is why he's glad to be doing something about it.
Well, it is. It is a big problem. Yeah, we're living in it. You know, three states, especially our Saranagujun and AP land, right to Fink and everywhere. It's just too big. And I'm glad the Women Council got us Wadi Kulinja team together and, yeah, so we're working on it and we're learning about it.
The Uti Kulinjaku Wadaku program encourages men to listen, think and understand issues around domestic violence. The program funds camping trips where older men take boys out bush to teach them about living the right way. It also holds workshops with doctors and traditional healers where people like Robert Hewson learn about the underlying issues that cause violence.
When I first came into the group, I couldn't fully understand what trauma was. You know, it's not in our language, but when I came to this workshop, I seen a lot of doctors there and they explained about trauma and how to be healed. Look, this program, I think it's pretty good.
His optimism is shared by NPY Women's Council board member Mamie Butler. Rather than promote an explicit domestic violence is bad message, their message is that violence was just not part of a good life.
We invited the men so they could come in and with the ladies all together to, you know, try and bring up good things, good stuff. So there'll be no room for domestic violence, you know. See the good side of it, good stuff happening and try to live a good way. Yeah. It's all to help people getting into domestic violence, you know. You know, there is a good way that the young people should be living. No room for domestic violence, just live a good life and put everything to practice.
The program has been running for over 2 years. On the camping trips it funds, songs are created by campfires, like this one by Jeremy Whiskey. Sung in the Pitjantjatjara language, the lyrics translate to English as, "Man, think carefully. Your partner really loves you. You are causing grief. Look inside your spirit." Edith Cowan University academic Mick Adams has studied Aboriginal men's health for more than 30 years and says programs like Uti Kulinjaku Wadaku are an important way of including men in a discussion they're often excluded from.
We keep telling government that we need to include the men because we could be the solution to the problem because we are sort of looked at as a problem, but there's no support or interaction with men.
The Indigenous health expert says collaboration is key to success in this space.
If we're not working together with women, both trying to solve the situation of domestic violence and other antisocial behaviour in communities, then we'll never get anywhere.
For Robert Hewson from Fink, the last 2 years has been a learning experience he will not forget. But as he heads home back to his community from Alice Springs, there is uncertainty. Funding for next year's iteration of the program still hangs in the balance, something he says is unsettling.
If the funding going to stop, it's just a waste of time, but we need this to continue. There's a lot of young people out there. We're talking about the whole AP land right to Fink. It's a big area, and the only thing that we got out there is posters and few of us coming. We need to continue to run this program. That's what I see.
Robert Hewson with Oliver Gordon, our reporter, in the top end, and translations by Beth Sometimes.